Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program of OLECAP. Based on the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show brings you the organizations and individuals who spend many hours and a lot of energy building what King called a beloved community. Today we're talking about Get Connected, our local online platform that helps you, the listener, find the opportunity and cause that's important to you. Our guest today is the new Get Connected coordinator, Emily Henry, and someone who uses Get Connected very successfully at the Boiler Room, Amy Howard. Welcome, Emily and Amy.
Hello.
Emily, explain a little bit about how Get Connected works.
Get Connected is an online resource, and you go online and you create a profile. And through that profile, you can access organizations, or if you have an organization, you can create a profile for that organization. And you just get to go on and search and see what events are happening or see what nonprofit or organization has a need for volunteers.
So it's both for the volunteer coordinator exactly. And for the individual who's looking for something to engage in.
Exactly.
Great. So what's your vision of what Get Connected can do for our community? I mean, is it going to replace volunteer recruitment or how is it going to play out?
I don't see it replacing necessarily volunteer recruitment. I see it just as a useful tool to enhance volunteer recruitment. I see it as a way to access more organizations and bring awareness to them.
And you can sort of shop without a commitment too,
exactly.
Right? That's what I'm thinking
exactly.
Is a good way of looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
You can sort of cruise around and see what's going on. What's
yes.
Happening. So would you like to introduce Amy to us as if Amy needs an introduction, but please do.
I would love to introduce Amy. Amy Howard is a user of Get Connected, and she has successfully used this to recruit volunteers.
Where's for Amy? The Boiler Room. Amy, welcome.
Hello.
It's a treat to have you here. I know you're really busy, so it's always good to have you here.
So pleasure to be here.
Tell us how you use Get Connected and how it's been successful for you.
Well, most recently, we put up an ad on Get Connected. I don't know what else to call it other than an ad, but for volunteers for our auction. And we did successfully recruit several volunteers through Get Connected. It was kind of amusing to me that the folks didn't contact me through the platform. They actually saw the ad online and then gave me a call the old-fashioned way. But it was still one of the only places I put up an ad saying I needed help.
Just out of curiosity, was it older people who called to help on the phone?
Yeah,
so there is a learning curve, I think, for some of us who are older.
I don't see it as a problem, though. It was still a way to make that connection.
It worked.
They got connected.
Right. So is it really easy to use for the person who's looking for a volunteer gig?
It is. It literally is just signing up your name and creating a profile, and that profile creation just includes what interests you in Port Townsend and Jefferson County, and that's pretty much it. And then you can search through the organizations and find the ones you like, and that is the setup. And when that organization posts an event or something they need volunteers for, then you can call, like you did for Amy, or sign up, and it's pretty straightforward.
The information is safe online, you don't...
Exactly.
Okay.
What I really like is that you can also search by what it is that you're doing. So if you want an outside gig, you can search by that. If you want to work a half day, there's options to sort your categories.
So what do you think is the potential for this tool in terms of mobilizing people? How can this work in the long run?
I think it can create awareness for all of the nonprofits and organizations in Jefferson County. I'm learning what nonprofits this county has. And by creating that awareness, we can create more help and sustainability for those organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I view it as kind of a long-term process.
Right. You know, and one of the things I sort of wanted out of it, I first heard about it through Nikki Russell of UGN, was a way for volunteer managers and volunteer coordinators to also communicate to each other. So all
exactly.
of us know more about what we're all doing.
Exactly.
And we know where to go. Now, you have a steering committee.
I do.
For Get Connected, and which requires and is requesting volunteers.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Our steering committee is a group of people who is basically looking to get Connected on its way. And they're guiding me, the coordinator, in what to do and what's the next best thing. And I think you are right. It is all about communication within the community. And so our steering committee is helping me create ideas in order to get this awesome
tool
out there. And so, yeah, we are looking for steering committee members who want to represent different parts of our community and present their needs and ideas in order to get this some traction.
Reflect a little bit about the state of volunteerism in this community, both young and both my children's age. How does it look out there, and how can this tool help us mobilize or harness what I think we have?
Port Townsend has an absolutely wonderful, fantastic, throw in a couple more good adjectives right there, spirit of volunteerism. I haven't seen another community that wants to care for itself really at the level Port Townsend does. I think that there are a lot of people who have that desire and that drive who don't really know what to do with it yet. And that's where I see Get Connected being an incredibly useful tool. Because like I said, you can search by what you want to do, or you can search by agency. Or you can even search, this one's kind of fun, you can search by a preferred age range of people you'll be working with and people you'll be working for. Yeah. I think that not only is it a community-wide drive, it does span entire generations.
Right.
We have, you know, Swan School that comes to UGN's Day of Caring. So we've got the elementary school kids all the way through the seniors all working together. And that's something I really appreciate about Port Townsend.
How can Get Connected be used by the nonprofits? What do they need to do to use this well?
Keep an updated profile has been successful for me. Every time I let my things expire, it goes away and nobody's looking at me.
And so that means when you advertise for an event and the event happens, you take it down.
Right.
Right. And then
just keep things current.
And what kinds of things do you put up there? Announcements?
Events, anything that you want to promote about your organization and nonprofit, get it up there. And I will help promote that. I will help you get it out there.
That's great.
It even has a section for in-kind needs. So we actually got a telephone when we needed one.
Really?
To Get Connected. Yeah.
So it's really a way to have a conversation.
Exactly.
To enter into without having to get dressed up and go down there and put your face in front of someone. You can actually engage what's going on from the convenience of your little laptop.
It's basically an advertisement. And instead of looking in the paper for volunteer needs, you can just go onto this one website and it lays it out there for you in Jefferson County.
And you can email in and you can have a conversation. It's not just reading the paper. You actually can engage with this tool.
Right.
Which is really kind of great, actually.
Yes. You can ask questions about the thing before you get there to see if it's really going to be suitable for you.
Are folks using this?
They are. It's kind of slowly and surely coming together. Like Amy said, she had some success for her boiler room auction. And I've noticed some new posts. One for Habitat for Humanity has an event coming up, and North Olympic Salmon Coalition is using it. They have an event coming up in early March. So I am starting to see some use, and I would love to see some more.
And the steering committee could be really important for that.
Right.
And who would you like to see in that steering committee?
I would like to get people from all over the community representing different
locations and different organizations.
Exactly. I would love to see, you know, people from the ag part of the community and people from
faith-based organizations.
Exactly.
Yes, that hasn't happened. And are you looking primarily for volunteer coordinators? Or are you looking for the actual volunteers or both?
Both.
Both.
There's two different unique perspectives there, and it's important to have both at the table.
Absolutely.
Right.
So project out 5 years from now. How do you want this to be? How do you want Get Connected to be seen or used in this community?
I view it as if you want to volunteer or you need volunteers, you just already know to go to Get Connected. If you live in Jefferson County and I need a volunteer or I really want to volunteer, I'm going to go here and look for this organization, and it's just going to be a smooth run machine for the volunteer network. And
it's automatic. Get Connected is where I go for volunteer information.
Right.
Or connection.
I think volunteer in Jefferson County, I'm going to get connected.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you two want to add?
I'm really excited about it. I think it's an awesome opportunity for Jefferson County County to move into the 20th century.
We can learn. This might be a way to harness what we, as you say, we have. We have this volunteer ethic. This might be a way to harness it in a way that we can't even imagine quite yet. You know, this is a way to, how do we use our volunteer power in a really impactful way? It's obvious when an emergency happens, yes, people come together, but how do we do that harnessing in a way that's strategic? I think Get Connected is the way in front of us to do that.
I think it, like Amy said earlier, it can span all ages. Like, I would love to get the schools involved and get student volunteers and really connect them with what's happening in their own community. But I also feel like we have a lot of retired people in this community. Oh, yeah. And they're looking for volunteer work. And I think it really spans the ages. And it's one tool that everyone can use.
Yes. Thank you very much. Anything else you guys want to add before we leave? This has been great talking about. I've been wanting this to come for so long. I'm telling you, I am so excited by this.
I'm happy to have been able to be here.
I'm excited.
You know, my children are your age, as I said, and you are the generation that I first taught when I was working with young people, and my kids aren't here. So I watch your generation very carefully to see how we're doing. And if you two are the measure of how we're doing, I think we are in good shape in Port Townsend, Jefferson County. Thank you both for coming. Is there some way would they get a hold of you besides online? Do you have a phone number if they needed you?
I am found through the United Good Neighbors website. And I am the Volunteer Initiatives Coordinator on their website. And so all of my contact info is on there.
Great. Which is weareugn.org.
Weareugn.org. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator and editor of this show is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank our station manager, Nora Petridge, and our programming manager, Larry Stein, for their support. I'd like to thank all the volunteers at KPTZ, both on the air and behind the scenes, who invest a lot of energy and have a lot of fun bringing eclectic music to our community here in Port Townsend and on the web at kptz.org.